Okay, we are in the third parak of Maseches Matkah, and I wanted to thank Michael Fruchter for chipping in and filling in on Friday, give my voice a little rest, and Be'ez Hashem, take it from here, day by day. So yesterday we started the third parak. We are on the second to last line on Yud Aleph and Beis. The Gemara, as mentioned, this whole parak is the source for all of Hilchos Avelos. The Gemara, the Tosfos, and the Rush. The Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rush on this parak. That's all of Hilchos Avelos. So today we have a big chunk of that, and that is we are going to discuss about 10 different dinim. What is the halacha? What is the source regarding an avel? And then, as the Gemara started off yesterday, the Gemara really has a team between an avel, a menudah, and a mitzora. All three have similar halachos. An avel, a menudah, somebody who was excommunicated, and a mitzora, somebody who has saras, a mitzora mukhlat, that is sent out of the machaneh, and has to sit there until he becomes tahar. So those three are always grouped together. And the Gemara is going to ask, what is the source that all these three are in each of these halachas are grouped together, and are they really exactly the same in all these contexts? So yesterday we had number one. Yesterday was about regel. The Gemara says an avel is not noik his avelos on regel, and the question was, what about menudah? What about mitzora? So that was the first discussion on yudal and mabes. Now we're up to the second one, second to last line on yudal and mabes. Avel aser petis pores. Avel is aser to get a haircut. Mitakamalu rachmanu l'bnei Aaron. Where's the source of that? Since the Torah, in the Torah, we see that Hashem told b'nei Aaron, Rasheichem al tifra'u, do not grow your hair long. Michal dekuli amaser, mashma that everybody else must grow their hair long, and that is the source of the Isser of Avel of Tisporis. The Ritva points out on that pas on this Gemara that how could this be the makar for? We know when is an Avel? Let's say for a parent, when is an Avel allowed to get a haircut? Not for a month, shloshim at least. And yet, if you remember, when did this story take place? The Bnei Aaron was on the Shmones Yimei Miluim, so it was maybe Rosh Chodesh or a week into Nisan. Either way, let's say it was Rosh Chodesh according to most Mefarshim. So 2 weeks, and that's it. Then it's Yantif. So how could this pasuk be the makar for shloshim? It's going to be broken by Yantif anyway. 2 weeks at most. Ask the Ritva of Yeshalin. Minolan disu disporus lamed yom. Vahal mibri aron lamanu. Vahayavilusa biyom chesla miluim. Shiva sayamim or 2 weeks before Pesach. So he says, you're right. This pasuk is only the makar that a week, he says, is daraisa. A week is daraisa. You know the concept is daraisa. You can't prove shloshim from this pasuk. So mi daraisa, it's only a week. Mi darabana, we were mosif to have the whole idea of shloshim. As we'll talk about, what is daraisa? Even within Shiva, we say that many, Rishonim say that many aspects of our Shiva is darabanan. Many Bali Tosva say that the whole Shiva is darabanan. The Rambam and the Rif and others hold that day one is daraisa. But these psukim, according to the Ritva, say that only the first week at most is daraisa. After that, lamed yom for Isser Tisporis is darabanan. That is the Ritva's Ha'ara on the pasuk. Fine. Is it Parashat? He quotes that. What about the Gemara Nazir that says, let's say, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom and Parashat Shloshim Yom? But he says that the Gemara is trying to prove it from the story of the pasuk. And what the pasuk just being Megala, the word para, and even though in that case it was broken by Yantif, that's another way he could go. He doesn't give that answer, but maybe that could have been another answer. The pasuk just being Megala, what para is, and we know from elsewhere, by Nazir, that Parashat Shloshim Yom. Could have been another answer, which he doesn't give. Okay, so the Gemara says then, so if that's by Avel, Menudah and Mitzora and Mahin B'Tisporis, as I mentioned before, the Gemara then asks, what about Menudah and Mitzora? Are they allowed to get a haircut? So Tashma, no. Menudah, Mitzora, and Asurin, Lasaper, Ulechabes. Menudah, Mitzora cannot get a haircut or do wash their clothes. Menudah, Shemes. The Gemara now adds in this line about Menudah, which seems not to have a connection here, but once we're talking about Menudah, we throw it in. A Menudah that dies, Bezdin Soklin Esarono, somebody who was excommunicated, that was still in Nidui when he dies, Bezdin stones the Aron. Why? We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo She'yamidu Olav Galavan K'galo Shel Achan, not that we cover the Aron in stones like we did by Achan in Sefer Yehoshua when he was found out to have taken from the Ma'al, from the spoils of Yericho, and caused Bnei Yisrael to lose certain lives, and he was finally found out with the help of Yehoshua and the Urim and Tumim, so they stoned him, not covering his aro totally. Ella Bezdin Sholchinu Menichin Evan Gadola Al Arono. But Bezdin goes and sends one big stone to put on top of the aron. Vola Medcha Shekala Misnade Umeis Beniduyo Bezdin Sokladas Arono. To teach me that anybody who is in Nidui and dies without doing tshuva, then Bezdin puts a stone on his aron. What's the purpose of putting a stone on the aron? Now we know there's something called an Isser Skila, a Chiv Skila. Skila Sveva Harachanek, one of the Dala Mises. This guy's already dead. So what are you putting a stone on top of his the Aron for? So the Emek Bracha has this discussion. He says, it appears from Masechta Smachos that this is a Din Midine Skila. He says, Masechta Smachos says, Menuda Shemesar is a Toan Skila, Shliach Bezdin Notel Evin, Ranosal Arono, Lekayebo Mitzvah Skila. That's what he said, it appears from Masechta Smachos, which is all about Hilchos Avelos. But he says, it appears to him, Nirad, that this is not Midine Skila. Hadasoklas Arono, De'inza Mishim Din Skila, Ela Mishim Din Nidui. Why nidui? What's the point of a nidui? Also mitzora. But what's the purpose of nidui? Kivan de ikara din shal nidui hanu richuk. To distance him from the rest of the am. Shemisrakami manu b'toch dalan amosav. You're not allowed to go within dalan amos of somebody in Menuda, as we'll talk about later. V'yakin l'akrami sasa. After he dies, you have to be involved in it. You have to be involved in burying him. You have to come close to him. B'chrachan les karivet slamishum kfuraso. So you have to do a pu'ula shemare richuk. That's why you put a stone on top of the aron, to demonstrate that this person is still meruchak, and that's part of his kapara, that he's going to be meruchak, but we can't come close to him yet because he still died b'niduyo. And I just saw one of the achronim say, maybe dafka a stone. Why a stone? If you just want to demonstrate richak, because a stone shows how stubborn he was. He was hard like a stone, and he wouldn't be misratza to the kehila, to the kal. Dafka put one big stone on top of the aron, so that reminds people that this is what happens. He says he thinks that's the Meduk of the Rambam also. Because the Rambam says, Maniach Evan Alarono, Klomar, Shehein Rog Minoso, Lefi Shehu Muvdal Min HaTzibur. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Because he's Muvdal from the Tzibur, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he talks about Inyoni Nidui, so he thinks it's Meduk that this is not Midine Skila, but it's Midine Nidui, that you put a stone on top of it, on top of the Aron, so that we people remember why he's Meruchak, and they don't learn from him, or they remember that this is a person who is Mufrash Mehakahal. Where did this Gemara, we had this Gemara once before, see the side, Brachas Yutes. We had the Gemara about, call it Mesada Beisbni Duyo, Betan Zokal and Sarono. If you remember, based on a mission Idius, which the Gemara in Brachas quoted, about, our version is about Akavya ben Mahalalel, but the Gemara then says it couldn't have been him, it's about somebody who was Mezalzel in the Kavod of Shmai Naftalion. Remember that Gemara, the Mishnah says, has a machlokas whether you're mashkin es hagiores or not. Whether you give the waters of the Mesota to a giores, do you have a drasha, benos Yisrael, below giores or not? That was a machlokas. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Idiot, quoted in Brachas there, says that Shmaya and Naftalion gave a giores to drink the Mesota. So the Gemara says. And Akavi ben Mahalalel, or somebody else, whoever the version is, says, you can't bring a raya from them because Dugma Hishkuha. Dugma Hishkuha. What does Dugma Hishkuha mean? The Pashtas is, that means they were Gerim, or they were children of Gerim. So you can't bring a raya from them that you can be Mashkenas and Giyaris. Of course, they want Gerim to be treated the same. So of course, they're going to say Mashkenas and Giyaris. So this mentality was that, they were biased. Of course, that's why they said they're Shita. So Gemara says, the person who said that Shita got excommunicated, got misnada. Why? Because you can't say that about a Posek Ador. But Shmai and Aftalion? Of course, we believe that all Poskim are influenced by their backgrounds, by where they are, with the situation that they live in. But to say that a Posek is basically looking for an answer before he looks at the text, and then he comes to the text, he says that's you can't say that about a posik ador, about Shmai and Aftalion. So that's why they put him in Chayrim, the Gemara says, and Umeis B'ni Duyo. It's the end of the Mishnah in Idiyos. That's what's quoted. But we have the last line of that whole story here, Lalamedcha. That's the end of that story. But that's where the story came up back in Maseches Brachos. Okay, so this was all Tispores, and we went a little bit off on a side tangent when we brought in the story about Soklin, the Aron of a Menuda. Now we get to the next halacha. Avel chayev bativ as arosh. As we said, this whole blot today is going to go through 10 different halachas. So an avel is chayev in ativ as arosh. An avel must do atifa, must sit with a some type of talis covering their head. Mitzka amalei rechmanu liyecheskel, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, V'lo sata'al safam, don't veil yourself up until your lips. So we learn, Michal Dukuli Yama Machaibi, as many halachas, hilchas avelos are learned from Yechezkel, what Yechezkel was not allowed to do, we learn that that is what usually an avel is supposed to do. So that's Atifas Harosh. The Nemuki Yosef here says that Atifas Harosh is only when there's nobody visiting you, when there's no Menachemim. Says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef here on Dav Dalid, Da'avel Haini Mili Kol Hayom, Avo Kishaboyim Acherim Lenachmo, but when others come to visit you, to do Nicham Avelim, Megala Rosho Me'atifa, L'Kavad Arabim, in order to sit there covered up, they can't see you, so when the other Menachemim come, so then you're Megala Rosho, Ad Shaholchem Lahem, until they leave, V'rayasam, and he quotes a Raya from Yevil Rabasi, that you undo the Atifa. So we don't really do Atifa today. We don't go in and see Avelim sitting there Muta Barosh. The Shulchan Aruch already says it. The Shulchan Aruch says it should pay and shin pay Vav, Nilchaz Avelis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Avel Chai Batifas Arosh, Hadash Yechas Arosho, Betalis Obesudar, V'yachzer Ksasso Alpiv, you bring it all the way down to your mouth, V'yal Rosh HaChotem, covering the nose, and then he quotes the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, Ani Milik, Shizrach Ativa, Bakal Yom, Av Shabam Menachem, Etzlo, Megala Rosh Lechvoda. But then the Ramah adds, V'yish Omrim, She'ein Noah Gid, V'bedinus Elu Ba'atifa. We don't do Atifa today. V'chein Aminaga Pashut, V'ein Lahachmer Lashanos, Polo Mashalodagu Avoseinu. And don't do it. If our Besorah, if our forefathers haven't done it recently, we should not do Atifa. Why don't we do Atifa? Says the Shach, V'bnei Shemevi Li Deschok Gadol Min Ha'ovde Kochavim. Because people are going to make fun of us. What do we? Okay, if you sit on low chairs, you can understand we're sad, rip our clothing. But like covering our heads and not being able to see, the Shach says that would lead to the outsiders not taking us seriously. Miu, then the Shach adds, Yesh lino ba'atifa ksas. But a little atifa one should do. Tahainu limsho chakova lamata, lefnei ha'inayim, pull your hat down a little bit, v'chein mashme b'bayis chadash. So maybe do a little Atifa. So again, some are makbid this, some are not. That's Rav Yashiv in his pirush here. He quotes this Shach and he says, "Ein la avel leishi b'kipa bilvad. The avel shouldn't sit in just a yarmulke. Ela yoshi b'migba'as o kipa gedola. V'yei mashuch yoser ala meitzach lamat v'vnei o'inayim. Your yarmulke should be pushed down a little bit, or your hat should be pushed down a little bit in front of your eyes. At least, if you're going to be makbid like the Shulchan Aruch, at least when Menachemim are not there." Again, the Minhag Olam in many places is not to be makbid for this chumrah of the Shach. Again, Rav Yashiv quotes it and says maybe one should do it at least with a hat or a bigger yarmulke and pull it down a little bit over the eyes. That to be mekayim a little bit of the ituf. Okay, that is regarding Atifas Harosh. Let's continue. Menuda mal batifas harosh. That's about an avel. What about menuda? Does a menuda have to do this? Amar of Yosef Tashma v'hein. So we had, if you remember back in Maseches Tainis, after it didn't rain, what did the Zakenim do? V'hein misatfin v'yoshvin kemenud. Then they used to do ituf and sit like menudim uka'avelim, like a menuda and an avel. Ashiachmar le'min ha'shamayim. So you see, when it didn't rain, the Mishnah describes that they did ituf and sat like menudim. So you see, must be menuda sits with ituf. Amalei Abaya, maybe you can't bring a raya from there. Dilma menuda l'shamayim shayni t'chamir. Maybe when it comes to being menuda from Hashem, so then that's different than being menuda from other people. Menuda from Hashem, you didn't get rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically saying, I'm not interested in listening to you. So that's a different type of menuda. So even if there's ituf that's required by a menuda l'shamayim, that's no raya to menuda la'adam. So we don't know about menuda for Adam. Mitzora ma'al batifas arosh, what about a mitzora? Does a mitzora have to do atifa? Tashma v'al safam yateh, mechal shachai batifas arosh, shma mina. Yes, because that's what's described in Vayikra in the parsha of mitzora. Again, there's going to be a number of unanswered questions on this blot and the continuation. Some of them are going to say teku, some of them are just not going to be answered. So most of the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Rif all say that all the answers are lakula. All the answers are lakula, because halacha k'divrei yameko ba'avel, halacha k'divrei yameko by all of these. So kimad, in all the cases that we don't answer, the poskim say is lakula. Next, avel aser lahaniach tefillin. In avel is aser to wear tefillin. Aser to wear tefillin. Mitakamer le'rachman le'yecheskel. Since Hashem told Yecheskel, pe'ercha chavush alecha, you should wear your pe'er, you should wear your tefillin. Michal dekuli yama aser, mashma that everybody else is aser to wear tefillin. Why can't an avel wear tefillin? It's the only mitzvah. What else is the Avel not allowed to do? Even Talmud Torah will get to. There is minimal parts that he's not allowed to do. So why can't an Avel wear tefillin? So the Gemara says in Sukkah Nikra Pe'er. It's called Pe'er. It's called the glory. And we can't wear glory. We're not in a glorified state when we're in Avelis. We're rolling around in mourning. So therefore, it's not appropriate for us to wear Pe'er. Many Achzom Achronim of Salvechik writes this in one place, that this isn't even a din in the mitzvah of tefillin. What's Pe'er? The Gemara describes the tefillin, the object, is called Pe'er. There's a din in the Chefza of tefillin that it cannot be worn by an Avel. It's not that an Avil is putter for the mitzvah of tefillin. Avil is not putter for any mitzvah. Why should tefillin be different? But the Gemara says, shenikra pe'er, that means that the chefza, the tefillin object, that's mufka from being worn. It cannot be worn by the Avil. That's the language of Rav Soloveitchik. He writes, she'ein Avil usher b'mitzvah tefillin, ela b'chefza shel tefillin. Because that's pe'er, that's the focus of the language of the Gemara. Nikra pe'er, and therefore it cannot be worn. Others take a different approach. The Lavush on Shulchan Aruch says that no, the point is that an Avel can't have concentration. Well, the Hesach Hadas if he's wearing tefillin. So he's got, we know that you can't do anything without it. You can't even have a Sheinas Arai with tefillin on because of a Hesach Hadas. So that maybe that is why, that if you have that type of reasons, then you would say no, it's part of the mitzvah of tefillin and you can't concentrate when somebody's an Avel. Interesting, all the other ones that we've been speaking about apply all 7 days. Atifas Harosh and Tisporis. The Gemara doesn't specify here, but we know that Onava was tefillin after the first day. So where's the makar that it should only be the first day? By the others, it's at least a week. Right? We had the Ritva earlier, maybe Shloshim Midra Avanan. But there's nowhere in the Gemara here that says it's only the first day. So the Ritva says it's just logic. The Ritva says it can't be that you don't wear tefillin for a week. Can't be. It says just Misvara. Says, how is it? Where do you see? Vim Tomer ye also call Shiva with tefillin. V'yishlomar the eno bedin lifrok mi menol ol shamayim ibnei kain. You can't have prikas ol. You can't not wear tefillin for a whole week. What do we do? Yantif? Okay, Yantif is daraisa. Yantif Hashem told us, you know, we have a different os. A different os. You don't need tefillin. We paskin. The Shulchan Aruch paskins at least the Yantif. Cholamoid is a machlokas. At least Shabbos and Yantif are osos, and that's why tefillin are zman grama, not because of nighttime, but because of Shabbos and Yantif. So it's an os. So for those days, we don't need a tefillin. But again, when it comes to Avelus, the Ritva says it can't be that there won't be tefillin for a week. There is a major machlokas haposkim. What happens? Again, halacha lemaisis. I have to ask you posek. What happens after Rachmana Lislan, somebody comes back from the cemetery in the afternoon after the burial? Do you put on tefillin then? You put on tefillin then, right before, you know, before the Avelus is over. Let's say, especially if the Yom HaMisa is not the same day as the Kfura, do you put on tefillin then? So that is a maharitatz. The question is, do we paskin like this maharitatz? Maritatz, one of the early Achronim, says that yeah, you should put on tefillin when you come home. I'll quote it to you from the Art Scroll Avelus book. If the death occurred in the daytime and burial took place that night or the next day, the mourner may not put on tefillin during the day of the burial. However, some rule to the contrary that he must put on tefillin that day after the burial, and some do only in Betzino without a bracha. In Machlokas Aposkin, as much of Elchas Avelus, you have to ask the posting. But again, the root of this is the Maharitatz. Maritat says that after you come back from the Kfura, you should put on tefillin. So many Achronim say that maybe you should put on tefillin bitzino without a bracha. Others say, no, you don't put on tefillin, you're mufka. Avelus Yom Echad. Quotes here in the footnote of Shlomo Zalman said that you should be machmir. The minhag of Yerushalayim is to take into account the opinion of the Maritats. If the burial was not on the same day, one must put on tefillin after the burial. Because the first day of being mufka from tefillin is only with his Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura on the same day. But if there's a separation, like many times there's a separation, Yom HaMisa is one day, Yom HaKfura is the next halachic day. So those have the same halachas of Avelus. Even the Rambam agrees that that's only Durabanan, that day of Kvura. It's only Daraisa if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are on the same day. So do you put on tefillin? That's a major machlokas. One should ask their local posek exactly what is done. Again, that's Avelus Yom Rishon after the Yom HaMisa. But Bi'ikaron, conceptually, an Avelus also to wear tefillin. So again, back to the Gemara. Since Yecheskel was told to wear, so we know that everybody else does not wear. Menuda ma'o b'tefillin. What about a menuda? Does a menuda put on tefillin? Teku. He doesn't put on, unclear. Mitzora ma'o b'tefillin. What about mitzora? Does he put on tefillin? So tashma v'hatzarua. The Pasuk says, v'hatzarua l'rabos kohen gadol. A kohen gadol could get saras. Begad of Yufrumim, his begadim should be ripped. Sheyu mekol ra'im, his begadim should be ripped. Verosho yeparua, and his head should be parua. What's parua? That's the machlokas. Ein priya ela gidul seyar, divrei Eliezer. Priya is growing the hair long. And that's Rosh Hashanah Yeparua. Rabbi Akiva Omer Nemra Havaya Barosh Nemra Havaya Bebeged. Rabbi Akiva says no. Havaya, it says Yihyeh by the head, and it says Yihyeh by the Beged. Yihyu. So Ma Havaya Amor Bebeged Davar Shechus Migufo. Just like Havaya regarding the Beged is describing and referring to something that is outside of his guf. So to the next phrase in the pasuk that's talking about havaya by the head is something that's outside of his guf. My love at tefillin. So Rabbi Akiva argues that rosho yeh parua does not mean you should grow your hair long, but he thinks it might mean that you should not wear your tefillin. So isn't this a makar that a mitzora does not wear tefillin? Amar Papa. Papa says no. Who says, even if you want to say it's davar shechutz lagufo, who says it means tefillin? Lo, akumsa visudra. It's referring to a certain type of hat, a certain type of head covering that they used to wear in those days. That's what a mitzora does not wear. But there's no raya that a mitzora would be mufka from tefillin. Some achronim ask, you know, so he's not allowed to wear the kumsa visudra, which was their cap in those days. What, so they sipagili rosh? This mitzora has a sipagili rosh. He doesn't wear anything on the top of the head. So the Bukhar Shar asks, so what do you mean? He doesn't wear a kumsa v'sudra. So the pashtra says maybe he has a yarmulke underneath. That's the pashtra of the Rabbi Chananel seems to say that. The other achronim give other answers. Maybe there's no isur to sipagili rosh if you're just sitting and you're not moving, even if you're standing. Others say that the whole point of a yarmulke is to be machniayu. Right? That's where the yarmulke comes from, the words yare malka, fear of the king. That's where the yarmulke comes. That's the whole point. If you're sitting b'mitzora all by yourself on a low chair, so you already have achna. You already have achna. It's not... So maybe the whole tam doesn't apply. Various reasons given. But again, the pashas is that there's another head covering besides the kumsa visudra. There is a tangential tshuva that we can mention here. It talks about a mitzora wearing tefillin, somebody who's sick wearing tefillin. We mentioned in the past that mitzora obviously is not a contagious disease. Rav Hirsch says that haraya, that before you say a house has saras, you say take everything out of the house. We don't want everything else to have to get thrown out. So if it's klicheres, it can't become tahar. So take everything. When you take everything else out, don't you want to quarantine this house? This house has saras. You don't want it to. So obviously, it's not a contagious disease. That's why you can take everything else out. It's a halachic issue. So nobody here discusses. It says mitzora maho betfillin. There is a chuli mentioned in the past from Ramosha in the first chelak where he talks about somebody who actually does have a contagious disease. Somebody who's going to be quarantined in a hospital. Rahman al-Islam, and everything he takes to the hospital is going to have to get burns. So is he allowed to take his tefillin into the hospital with him? If he knows that in 2 weeks from now, after he leaves, Be'ez Hashem, he'll get healed, but everything he takes into the hospital is going to get burned. You're allowed to take your tefillin into the hospital in that case. See, it's not brought up here. It's tangentially connected, so we can mention it. But are you allowed to do that? So Rav Moshe says, it's totally on the machlokas we mentioned between the Baal Mar Ramban. How do you take view by mitzvahs? Long-term, short-term view by mitzvahs. The Baal Mar Ramban, let's say, in those days, we mentioned this last week, actually, when we spoke about Nishtanu Ativim. We know that in the olden days, they used to think that it was pikuach nefesh to wash the baby in boiling hot water on the third day after the bris milah. So let's say it's the third day after the bris, and it's even after the bris, not just the third day, even after the bris. So it's the morning of the bris, and they warmed up the hot water before Shabbos, and all of a sudden, before they do the bris milah, the water spills. Water spills. So they don't have hot water. So are you allowed to do the bris, even though you know once you do the bris, you're going to be in a situation of pikuach nefesh, you're going to have to warm up hot water in order to wash the baby? Or do you say, no, you have to wait now. You have to have a long-term view of mitzvahs. If right now you don't have the water, you know you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. The bris, you only doche chavala. But you're not doche the other isurim. So that's a machlokos with the Baal Amar and the Ramban. The Ramban says, look right now. Short-term view of mitzvahs. Right now you have a mitzvah bris milah. Do the bris. In 10 minutes from now, you're going to have sakana, pikuach nefesh. Okay, you worry about it. The Baal Amar says, no, you take the long-term view of mitzvahs. So you don't just look at what's in front of you. This is the machlokas also, without machlokas achronim we mentioned. The Stechemen quotes it. Let's say a doctor tells a patient he can only fast on one day of a month. The most you could do, or else you're going to die. Only one day you could fast. So does he fast on Som Gedalia, which comes first, the day after Rosh Hashanah? Or does he say, no, in a week from now, I'm going to have Yom Kippur. That's a Daraisa. That's much more chamor. I'm not going to fast now. Again, do you look at right now what's in front of you or not? We mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago also, the tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz discusses somebody sitting in jail. Somebody's sitting in jail, and the ruler says you can get out of jail one day a year. One day a year. Does he go out today to daven b'tzibur? Does he go, oh, Rosh Hashanah, wait till a big day. I'm going to go out one day now. So again, this is the larger issue. So Ramosha quotes that whole discussion in this context of tefillin. Meaning, do you take the long term? If you take, right now I have a mitzvah of tefillin today. So tefillin is going to be burned in 2 weeks? Okay, well, I can't worry about that right now. Or do I say, no, I have to think about the kedusha of the tefillin in a larger scheme of things. But obviously, lamaisa here, mitzora is not a contagious disease. This issue does not come up here. The issue is, does a mitzora wear tefillin based on psukim or not? Okay, next, fourth wide line. Avel aser b'she'ela shalom. Next halacha, avel is not allowed to greet people or be greeted in the normal way. Since Hashem tells Yecheskel, be silent, ha'anikdom, so we learn from there that we also have to be silent. Tosis points out in Deeper Maskel Usser that all the makoros from Yecheskel are about what he didn't do, we do. This is the only one that he did and we do. Ha'anikdom, Hashem tells him to be silent, so we're silent too. Tosva says there has to be something that Yecheskel does to be noeg avelus, so this is it. So he doesn't say hello to people in the normal way, so that's the only one that we learned from Yecheskel directly, not opposite from what Yecheskel did. Menuda ma'u b'she'ela shalom. What about a menuda? Giving shalom to a menuda. Amar of Yosef Tashma. U'b'she'ela shalom shemin adam l'chaveru. Also quoting back from Maseches Tainis, they didn't give each other shalom when it didn't rain. Kibnei adam hanizofin lamakom. Like people who are pushed away, that were menuda from Hashem. So again, doesn't that show that a menuda is also in she'ela shalom? The Gemara rejects it the same way. Amar le'abaya, dilma menuda l'shamayim shayni t'chamir. No, can't bring a raya from that case, because that's menuda l'shamayim. To Hashem, there might be different rules. Mitzora ma'u b'she'ela shalom. What about mitzora? Tashma v'al safam yateh. So we have a drasha that by mitzora, she'yu sifsosav midubako zuzubazu. Your lips should be veiled. Your lips should be closed. She'yehei kemenuda uke'avel. That your lips should be like a menuda and an avel. V'asur b'she'ela shalom shmamina. So we learn from there that a mitzora is asur b'she'ela shalom. The Gemara says, hey, v'nifsho mina l'menuda. You quoted in this raya that we just brought from Mitzora, didn't it say you should be like a menuda and your lips should be sealed? So let's prove menuda cannot do she'ela shalom. So Mara says, no, maybe no raya. Amar v'achar v'pidchas b'shveder of Yosef, miktani sha'asur. Who says you should be asur like a menuda and avel? No, it says she'ehim kim menuda uka avel k'tani. It says you should be like a menuda and an avel, and you should be asur b'she'ela shalom. So those two might not be connected though. It might be you should be like a menuda and an avel in other issues, other halachas, and you should be asur b'she'el shalom, but maybe a menuda is not. B'mili achrini ukimnuda chava k'tani. B'mili achrinaisa v'asur nami b'she'el shalom. Period. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that he quotes a halacha, and then Rav Salvechik gives a lamdis. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, where's my sefer here? Aruch HaShulchan quotes that she'el shalom doesn't only apply to and from the avel. But sometimes you're in a shiva house, and you see somebody that you haven't seen in 20 years. So what do you usually, you know, first the eyes, and then sometimes somebody might even go over to somebody else to say hello to them in the base of Avel. Aruch HaShulchan said it should not be done. If you want to wait till you get outside, that's fine. But the Isser of She'el HaShalom, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in the end of Shin Pei Hei, there's an Isser of She'el HaShalom in the base of Avel. Nearly the Kshem She'ein She'el HaShalom in the base of Avel called Zayin, Lo Ha'avel La'acheir V'lo Acheir La'avel, Kemochein Acheirim Zeh La'zeh, Lo Yishalu L'Shalom B'Beis Ha'avel, Ein La'haskir Shalom B'Bayis Ha'zeh. This house is mufka from She'el HaShalom. Rav Soloveitchik writes, in terms of various halachas, is a din of Beis Avel. He quotes this from another number of Gemaras. We're going to talk about learning in a minute. Learning Beis Avel. The language of the Gemara is, in Omrim Shmua Va'agada B'Beis HaAvel. It doesn't say the Avel is usher to learn. It says, in Omrim Shmua Va'agada B'Beis HaAvel is the language of Moika we're going to have later on in Daf Chav Gimel. And he says, so Rav Soloveitchik held that the Isser of She'el HaShalom, like the Aruch HaShulchan, is in a Beis HaAvel, not in the house. He even held Talmud Torah. He was against the Minag Yisrael, because the Minag Yisrael, we shouldn't change the Minag Yisrael, but he felt at least Lumdis, there shouldn't be like Mishnah, we learn Mishnayis between Mincha Ma'ariv and all the Beis HaAvel. He felt that the Beis HaAvel was Mufka from Talmud Torah. So that shouldn't be done. Again, I don't know if he went out around to change the Minhagim. He said this at least in Lumdis. He says there's an Isser of Beis HaAvel, that's She'el HaShalom, that's Kfiyas Hamita, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But again, many halachas are not just a din in the Avel, but it's a din in the Beis HaAvel. And therefore, that's what he felt also. This Aruch HaShulchan, he didn't quote it, but the Aruch HaShulchan not saying hello to each other, even in the Beis HaAvel. Next halacha, Avel Aser B'Divrei Torah, and Avel is Aser in learning. So here the language is on the Avel. Later on, we're going to have the language, on Daf Chav Gimel, we're going to have the din of Beis HaAvel. Again, because he told Yecheskel to be silent. Again, silence from Talmud Torah. Menuda ma'u b'divrei Torah. What about a menuda? Can a menuda learn? Amar of Yosef Tashma, yes. Menuda, shonet v'shonen lo. He can learn and he could be taught. Nizkar v'nizkar and lo. He can hire himself out to work. He's allowed to work. and you could work for him. Muhram, but somebody who is in a double menuda, he's been menuda a few times, and now he's a much deeper type of cherim, lo shom, lo shon, and lo, lo niskan, lo niskar, and lo, then he stays separate. He can't learn, he can't be hired out. Avoshonu, meaning learn with others, avoshonu hu la'atzma, but to himself, privately, he can still learn, shlo yafsikas limudo. He can't live without a little bit of learning. Can't live without a little bit, so therefore, he's allowed to learn a little bit. Even though we're talking about somebody who's in cherim, but we're still worried that he's still allowed to learn privately. He can't really work, but he can open up a little store in order to be able to make a little parnasa in order to support himself. He could sell a little water in the marketplace of Arvas. Sell a little water, that's what he's allowed to do. So he's Asur, the Mikra Adin, and Avel, though, is Asur in Torah, while the Menudah is Mutter. Mitzor ma'abu de Torah, can the Mitzorah learn? Tashma, yes. Remember the day of Har Sinai. Remember the day. How do we remember the day of Har Sinai? So Malahalan be'em of year breasts of Isaiah. Just like at Har Sinai, we were trembling. It was fear and trepidation at that moment. Mikan Amru. So too our learning should be in that way. So we had a Gemara which said they used to learn standing up. Right? We had a Gemara in Megillah. These learn standing up. We don't do that anymore. These to learn with you have to learn with seriousness. So mikan amru. Based on this halacha, we say hazavin v'hamitzorain ubo alinidos mutar likos patar navim muksuvim. All these people who their tuma the Gemara assumes is something out of their control. It's just something mitzora. Okay, lashon hara indirectly, but really mitzora ziva. All of these are out of their control, therefore it's not that they caused their own tumah, therefore they're allowed to learn. Ulashanos bemedrash, ubishas, balachos, vagados, ubalikiri nasurin, shmamina. But a balkeri, before he makes himself tahar, is not allowed to learn because he, Rashi explains, became tameh through kalas rosh, and therefore he cannot learn because it won't be in the same way of imayir bereses of Isaiah. But you see on the list, mitzora is one that is allowed to learn. The question that's asked by the Rishonim is, what about Baalei Nidos? That's not Kalas Rosh. Well, it is not Kalas Rosh, so you have to say, somehow it's Bishogeg, the Ritva says. Somehow it's not a din of Kalas Rosh like Balkari. The Meiri here, and we had this discussion, I think, back in Maseches Tainis, Meiri says that he says here in Avos, not allowed to learn. We know on Tisha B'Av, there's also an Isser of learning, but you're allowed to learn Dvarim Harayim on Tisha B'Av. Your Miyahu and Eicha and Eov. Could an Avel learn Eov? Could an Avel learn Eicha? You know, it's not usually done, but could an Avel learn Dvarim Harayim? So the Miri here quotes two days. He says, first he quotes a day that the whole Israel of learning is only one day. He says, we argue on that, it's all 7 days. But then he quotes, El Shiladas Ksas Aser Af Bekinos Udvarim Harayim. Some say that even Dvarim Harayim are Aser. Af Api Shehutru B'Tishabav. Why? What's the difference? Shaba Avel Hadavar Talui B'Shtika. Ubetishabav eno talui ela bitsa'ar. Avelus is a din of shtika, a din of quiet. Quiet means everything. Okay, hilchas avelus. That's what we'll give you. That's about it. But other drama rhyme, no, it's a din of shtika. But tishabav is talui bitsa'ar. So bitsa'ar, that means only the parts of Torah that make you happy. But other parts that don't make you happy, the Dvarim HaRoim, one is allowed to learn. And then he quotes, Mikamakam, there are other days that say that maybe you could always learn Dvarim HaRoim, maybe after the first day, maybe Avelos itself switches from Shtika to Tsar. Either way, he quotes this discussion about learning or not. Yeah.
Could Avel learn
Avelos Be'iyun? So I could someone at Tishbav learn a Be'iyun? So again, that's the machlokas we had between the Magen Avraham and Reb Chaim. The Magen Avraham says you can't learn even the Dvarim HaRoim, you're not allowed to learn Be'iyun on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is more Mekel, let's assume. So the Magen Avraham even says on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn a Be'iyun because it's a heter and it's a limited heter. Reb Chaim is said to have said that no. Reb Chaim said it's not just a heter on Tisha B'Av, but it's a kiyum of the day. It's a kiyum to learn Dvarim HaRoim. So it's something that you should do, not something that you can do. And therefore Reb Chaim says because it's something you should do, you could even learn a Be'iyun because this is a kiyum of Tisha B'Av. A key is to learn about it, so maybe he would say the same thing by Avelos. I'm not sure, but again, that's the Machlokas by Tisha B'Av, so maybe that would apply to Avelos as well. I mentioned a few weeks ago when it came up in Maseches Tainis, that the new Sefer, that the that the Rabbi Shneider Shachter put out about Inyanei Avelos. It's, and I got so much enjoyment from it. I was saying, I'm reading it Tisha B'Av afternoon. I was telling my wife, I said, I shouldn't be able to read it. It's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful about the Churban and about but again, that's, you know, we should be on the level that all of Talmud Torah gives us enjoyment, but we should be able to inculcate the content so that we feel some of the tzar of it. Okay. Aspect of shtika by Tisha B'Av, sasum tfilasi. Right, at least in the morning. At least in the morning, we say teskabel by mincha already. But at least in the night before, maybe Tisha B'Av has that. Some halachas change in the afternoon. Not learning. It's a misconception. Some people think you can learn whatever you want in the afternoon. It's not true. The same halachas. The only thing that changes is sitting, and maybe teskabel and anenu. But most of the other halachas do not change. Okay, six lines up. Avel, next halacha. Aser bitich boses, and Avel cannot wash his clothes. Tichsiv, as it says, by Yoav was trying to convince a woman to act like an Avelo and come before David HaMelech. So he says, Vayishlach Yoav Tekoa. Vayigach Misham Isha Chachaba, he takes a wise woman. Vayomar Eleha, his Ablina, please pretend to be an Avela. Vayiv Shina Bigdei Avel, put on Begadim of Avel. So you already see, Bigdei Avel, that's an illusion that your Begadim are different. You didn't wash your Begadim. The Nemuki Yosef says, Begadim Michu'arim. They're dirty, they're not washed. Vata Suchi Shemen, don't anoint yourself. Pretend like you've been in Avel for a long time. Menudin Mitzoran Mayim B'techboses. Kadim Menudin Mitzora. Wash. Taner Shma. Menudin Mitzoran. Asurin L'saper U'lechabes. Shma Mina. So that's next. Next halacha. Avel Chai B'Kriya. In Avel has a chi of Kriya to tear one's clothing. V'ka'amar Lehu Rachman L'Bnei Aaron. As Hashem told B'nei Aaron, Lo Tifromu. You don't tear your clothing. That shows that everybody else has a chiyuv of kriya. Right, this came up yesterday on by a katan, right, the top of the Amud Beis on Yidal Amud Beis. So I'm a karen is a katan of the Agmas Nefesh. A katan doesn't have a chiyuv per se of kriya, but we tear a katan's clothing so that we're more upset. It's a kiyum in the. It's not chin. He's not a chayv and chinuch. But we tear the Agmas Nefesh of us. But again, that is a chiyuv of kriya that an Abel has. Big machlokas aposkim. What about on Yantif? Let's say there's a bear on Yantif. Do you do Kriya on Chalamoed? Right? Is that Nihug Avelos don't apply? Is Kriya a separate type of halacha, not a regular Nihug of Avelos? Because all the other Halachas of Avelos do not apply. So that's the discussion in the postgame. What happens that day? We discussed back months ago, years ago, back in Masechah Shabbos. What if an Avel does Kriya on Shabbos? He's not allowed to. But what if an Avel does the Kriya? Is he Yotze the Mitzvah? Is it considered not Makalkel? Makalkel is usually Pati, you're just destroying something. But here it's a Mitzvah. A mitzvah of Kriya, at least means Rabbanan. Most poskim say the mitzvah is Rabbanan. So is that a tikkun? That's a discussion the Gemara has about Kriya. Menuda ma'o b'kriya, teku. Mitzvah ma'o b'kriya, tashma begadav yu frumim, sheyihu makura in shmamina. That a mitzvah has his begadim firumim. The Minchas Chinuch has a diuk in some Rishonim that by mitzvah there is no chiyuv to tear one's clothing, but it's to wear torn clothing. Because the language in the pasuk is begadav yihyu ferumim, so the Minchas Chinuch says in Kuf Ayin Aleph, he says milashan araba mashma deinu chayav dafka lekroa rakim lokach beged karua the lavash gamken yosi de mitzvah. Says you're just a din of wearing torn begadim, not that you have to tear your begadim. The kol aholif beged karua lefnei amesim before by the mace that you're not allowed to by avelus. But here the ikar mitzvah is to wear a beged karua. That's what he says by mitzvah. Okay, next avel chayev bekfias hamita, an avel is chayev to turn over his bed. Titani bar kamara kapara tibus diyokni nasati bohen. I gave you some selam elokim uba avanoseim hafachtia. And in your sins, you turned over your Tzelem Elokim. Everybody dies somewhat, to some extent, from sins, except the big four, quoted in Masechah Shabbos. Only four people died, Be'itzio Shel Nachash. Only four people died without sinning, but all of us are not one of them. We're not on the list. So therefore, we all died somewhat because of our sins, so we have to turn over our beds. Maha Kesher, what's the connection? So the Achronim explain that the bed is where we were first formed. Our Tzelem Elokim started in the bed. So because that's where we were originally formed, that's why we turn over the beds to reflect that we were pogame in our Tzelem Elokim. The Shulchan Aruch, as we spoke before about Atifas Arosh, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Pei Zayin, in the next Siman, that we don't do this today either. We don't turn over our beds. We walk into a house and see turned over beds. Shulchan Aruch says, we don't do this anymore today because two reasons. Sheyomru ovdei kochavim shehu machashefos. Either the guy will say, we're doing some type of magic, right? Nyana Diyoma, coming up next week. Bedikas Chametz, right? You don't reach so far into the wall because you're going to be worried about kishuf when you do Bedikas Chametz. Number two, because we don't have the same types of beds. They used to have some certain types of beds. You could just lower the beds. We had with some strings and just lower the beds. We don't have those types of beds, so we don't do kfiyas hamita anymore. Shulchan Aruch says, right? We don't do that anymore. The Rav Soloveitchik, again, he has a lot on Hilchos in Yoni Avelos. He says though that we do something connected to kfiyas hamita. He said, I mean, many posts can quote this, but the explanation is given by Rav Soloveitchik. We cover the mirrors. Cover the mirrors. What's covering the mirrors? Covering the mirrors is also connected, Rav Soloveitchik explains, because a mirror, you look in the mirror, you see your Tzelem Elokim. So you see your Tzelem Elokim, that's the whole point of turning over the beds. Just like you turned over the beds as a reflection that there was a pachisus of Tzelem Elokim, so too, looking in the mirror, that's when we cover the mirrors. Rav Soloveitchik was even makpid, this is not the Minhag Olam for pictures. Any time pictures, he turned over the pictures of people, because that's celebrating Tzelem Elokim. Usually we have the Nifter out front and center, because we want to show pictures. But he felt that, again, that's the Minhag Olam, but he felt that that should not be done because of this sara of when we don't celebrate Tzelem Elokim when it comes to a Beis HaAvel. Right, Berf Shechter, all the pictures were down. Right, so again, he's a Talmud Muvak. Okay. Let's continue. So again, teku, and as I mentioned, the Rosh and the Riff all say most of these tekus are lakula. Next, Avel Aser Basiyas Malacha. And Avel is not allowed to do Malacha. We had this already earlier in the Masechta. Tosfos, earlier on Daf Yudalid, and the Rambam all say that this is an Isser Durabanan. Isser Malacha is Durabanan. Even if you want to say, the Rambam says, even though I say the idea of Avelus is Da'oraisa, there might be some Da'oraisa ideas, but the Isser Malacha of Avelus is Durabanan. That's how, at the beginning of the second parak, you could have certain flexibility. If you put your grapes down and they're going to Davar Ha'avid, there's flexibility in terms of Isser Malacha by a Avel, because it's a Durabanan. Dichsiv, as it says, V'hafachti Chagechem La'Avel, the Pasuk says, I turned your Yontif into a day of mourning. So even though the pasuk is contrasting them, the drasha is paralleling them. Just like Yantav is an Isser Malacha, so too Avelus. Menuda Ma'osha Asiyas Malacha. What about a Menuda? Can a Menuda do Malacha? Amr of Yosef Tashma. Let's remember something we had back in Maseches Tainis. K'shamr Asar Basiyas Malacha. When we say that on a Tainis, they're not allowed to do Malacha. Lo Amr Ela Bayom. That's only on the day of Avo Balayla Mutter. But the day, the night before and after, is Mutter. V'chein Ata Motzei B'Menuda Ba'Avel. And the same thing applies to a Menuda and an Avel. So the Gemara says, My Lava Kulu. Isn't that last line referring to everything said in the Braisa, including the line of Isser Malacha, which would prove that there is an Isser Malacha by Menuda and Avel? Lo Ashara. No, that's only referring to what the other items in the Braisa, but not Isser Malacha. Tashma, let's try again. Menuda, Shona v'shona lo nischa v'niskaran lo shma mina. So we had the price we quoted before, that a Menuda, you're allowed to hire out, and he's allowed to be hired. So that shows that a Menuda can do work. Mitzara ma'o basiyas malacha, teku. Mitzara, can he do malacha? We don't know. Avel aser brachitza, next halacha. In Avel is aser to wash. Aser to wash, take a shower. Dichsiv, v'alta suchi shemen. As it says, in Shmuel Beis, alta suchi shemen. V'rachitza bechlal sikha, and a rachitza is connected to sikha. Tosis points out here that the maskan of the Gemara we had back in Maseches Tainis was that in Ovel is usur in chamin, in hot water, totally. He's allowed to wash panav yada baraglov, in cold water. That's why before Shabbos, in Ovel does not take a shower, somebody's sitting in Shiva, but he washes around a little bit, just to make himself a little bit cooled off from Kavod Shabbos. Not a whole shower hours before, but right before Shabbos, he's allowed to wash his hands, his face, his feet. Bizman and Gemara, that was the accustomed way. You wash your face, hands, and feet. So that is allowed. Tosas wonders, though, Kashalate, like the sixth skinny line of Tosas, Maishnam B'Tishra B'Yom Kippur. Why is it that an Avel is allowed to have this little kula, while on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you can't even put your finger into water? What's the difference? So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam who argues. The Rashbam says, no, you do have the kula. If you have the kula by Avelus, the Rashbam quotes, you have the kula by Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur too. So that's the Rashbam. We don't pass on like the Rashbam. We pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, four lines later, in the Tosfos, that no, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are more chamur. Those days, you're not allowed to even wash your hands and feet at all, even just a little bit around in cold water. The Rishonim here discussed the story in Shmuel Beis where David HaMelech washed himself after his son died. The son died, he got up, and then he washed himself. So they talk about here exactly how he was able to do it. The Pasuk says, the Radak there has a bunch of different pshatim about why he was able to wash himself. That was somehow different. He knew it was going to happen. Various pshatim, how David HaMelech did that. Kavod Malchus. Okay. Menuda mal berachitza, can a menuda wash? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, we try the same brayso we quoted before. When we say they can't wash, that means their whole body, but they can wash their hands, face, and feet. So my lava kulu, isn't that last line referring to all of them, which would prove that it's mutter? Lo ashara, again, no raya. Teku. Next halacha. Avel asubinu tasandal, avel cannot wear leather shoes. Since the Torah said, since Hashem told Yechezkel, wear your shoes, mechal tekuli am aser, mashma that everybody else was aser. Menuda, yeah. Right, so we said Tosas pointed out that the owned by Torah and by Sheila Shalom gotta have something. That's the only one that we do like Yechezkel. Tosas the Rascal Asur. Everything else we contrast to Yechezkel. So Avil said Avil cannot wear shoes. Menudam Abinilas Asandal, Amr of Yosef Tashma, first wide line, Kishamra Asa the same Brysa. Kishamra Asar Binilas Asandal Amr El Biir, Avabaderach Mutter, when is there an Isra Binilas Asandal? Only in the city. But when you're traveling intra-city, yeah? So then you can put on shoes. Ha, Kate said, Yetzel HaDerach Noel. When you go out to the road, you can put on your shoes. Nichnas L'ir Choleitz. Then when you come to the city, you have to take them off. V'cheinat HaMotzi Menudah Ba'avel. Again, the last line, same by Menudah and Avel. My Lava Kulu, doesn't that mean that Menudah and Avel are all Asur? Lo Ashara, again, no Rai. It's going on the other halachas, but not the ones listed right beforehand. Mesor HaMao Benilas HaSandol, Teku. No answer. Next, Avel, last one for today. Avel aser b'tash b'shamita. An avel is aser b'tash b'shamita. Tichsiv vayinachim David es Basheva ishto vayavo aleha. Right, David was comforted by Basheva, and then he was with her. B'chadamikar aser. He was originally aser during avelus, during shiva, and then it was mutter. That's what we paskin. Avel is aser b'tash b'shamita. Menuda ma b'tash b'shamita. What about a menuda? So Amar Rav Yosef. Tashma, kolos hashem shia yisob ha-midbar, menudin hayu, all the 40 years when Israel were in the desert, they were menude from Hashem. V'shimshu mitoseyan, and they were mishamish mitoseyan, they were babies born in the midbar. So, doesn't that prove that a menude is not aser? So, Gemara said, no, raya. Amar lei dilma menude l'shamayim shiny. Maybe menude l'shamayim is different. De-kil. It is more makel, so don't prove to me from Menuda L'Shamayim. Says the Gemara, Kiel, Varmad Chomer. What do you mean? On Amad Aleph, we said it's more Chomer, don't prove to me. So who said it's more Kiel? The Gemara says, Sfuki Misafkale. We're not sure whether it's worse or better. Zilhacha Kamatchile, Vizilhacha Kamatchile. So you just can't bring a raya to our case. But again, think about it. Is it worse to be Mufresh from the Tzibur? Or is it worse to be Mufresh from Hashem? Ben Adam La'akob, Ben Adam La'chaveiro. Again, there's Chumers in both, but we don't know. Is it worse or better here? So therefore, we just say it's not a raya. The Ritva asks that there's, and the Meiri also, that there's a din, they're not allowed to go within Dalat Amas of a Menuda. So I'm talking about Matash B'Shamita. What's the, of course there's no Tash B'Shamita. You can't go within Dalat Amas of a Menuda. So what's happening here? So the Ritva says, today, as he says, maybe Shaini Ishto. Maybe your wife is allowed to, that's different. She's allowed to be within Dalat Amas, number one. Or it means B'nai Bayis. He said, "B'nei Beis Alosh ain't Das Bez unless or love Chiyusei. You can't make him. It's his Chiyus. He can't live with nobody. So that's why maybe his family, maybe his wife. That's why the Rav Yashiv has a suffix. And he says maybe one side of the suffix can answer. He says, is a menuda allowed to be within Dalat Amas of another menuda? I mean, we can't be in that. We can't be in the within Dalat Amas. So what if can one menuda be in within Dalat Amas of another menuda? So he says, if you say yes, maybe we're talking about a husband and wife. They're both menudim. So if they're both menudim, so then that's the shaila that's being discussed here." Ishto kagufo, that's the language of the Ritva. You say ishto kagufo here, but it's an unusual usage of ishto. What? By kriyashma. Oh, in terms of he's allowed to say kriyashma. Right, the Gemara Bracha said it. Allowed to say kriyashma. Right, there's been some unusual usages of ishto kagufo. Aruch HaShulchan uses it by getting ready for Shabbos, preparation for Shabbos, ishto kagufo, which is not the one that should be promulgated. That, why is it that many husbands are not involved? He suggests that, which is an amazing application of ishto kagufo. Especially the week before Pesach, we should not be spreading that one around. Okay, so Well, maybe some people would want to, but I'm not for it. I'm not. Mitzara ma'abat hashrish amita. Mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho, we also say. Mitzara ma'abat hashrish amita. So what about a mitzora? Can a mitzora have hashrish amita with his wife? Tashma, or with a wife, with a husband? Tashma v'tanya, v'yashem yichutz la'halo, shihekim nuduka avel. The Mitzorah should sit outside his tent. He should be like a menudah in an avel. The Aser B'tashma Shemitah, that shows Aser why. Vein olo ela ishto, because a person's ol is his wife. Shenemar lechem olahem, shuvu lachem la'olahem, shmamina. And it says by Har Sinai, shuvu lachem la'olahem, go back to your wife. By the way, the Meshech Chachma quotes the suffix of the Chasam Sofer on this pasuk of shuvu lachem la'olahem. The Chasam Sofer wonders, what's the makar in the Torah? It's not clear in Shas. To the halacha of Gershon is Gaia Kagatan Shinola Dami. What's the mocker for that? That a Ger that converts, he is not related to any of his parents, his Midaraisa, he's not related at all to any of his family. Gershon, what's the mocker in Shat? Not clear what the Gemara says it, but what's the mocker? So the Meshech Chachma suggests it's this pasuk. Shuvu lachem aleichem. After Har Sinai, now they just got halachas of Arias. Many of them were married to people who were related to them, but it says go back to your wives. Go back, everybody, go back to their wives. Shuvu lachem aleichem. Even the ones that are arayas. So the Meshech Chachma says this pasuk is the makar for Gershon is Gaika and Shinola Dami. So that's but all means ishto. V'nifsho nami l'menudeh. Let's prove menudeh also is aser b'tashmish. Amar Rafuna, Reider Pinchas, Bishreider of Yosef, Mik Tani Sha'aser. Again, this writer doesn't say beferish, it's aser. Tashbish like a menudah. It just says sheyehe kimenudah uka avel. You should be like a menudah and an avel and aser b'tashbish. B'mili yachranaisa v'aser nami b'tashbish amita. It just means you should be like menudah and avel regarding other halachos. And a mitzor is aser b'tashbish, but not you cannot prove that a menudah is aser b'tashbish amita. That is not something that can be proven from this brisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we start with the mishaleach karbonosa.
Man, what's the din? Like, it's not looking for a mother, it's looking for what's the din.
In all these cases?